Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Hughes of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helms in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 3rd of October, which I'm actually recording here in the office on Saturday morning, the 1st of October. A bit unfortunate being in the office on the Saturday, but it was an exceptionally busy week last week, and I'm away at the IFP conference for most of next week, so I just need to catch up. But I went for a wonderful run this morning. I'm here with a cup of coffee and a beautiful almond croissant from Cinnamon Twist, our local bakery just down the road. And seeing Scots getting the better of the English at the moment. And mulling over a very eventful week. As I say, it was probably the busiest we've had for many years. With no less than 10 face-to-face client meetings or meetings with potential clients. There's very interesting lessons to be learned. But first of all, a quick thanks to Tom Wiseman for heading up to Yorkshire through the heat and the traffic yesterday to visit us and to see some of our clients. Before I talk about some of those lessons, a quick look at the markets. Highlights of last week, a little change really, is focused still on the European debt and the global economic weakness, but there were some bright spots. In the US, for instance, we saw better than expected reports from the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index and consumer sentiment. Europe saw the German yes vote for the expansion of the European bailout fund, which is a relief to many. But globally, market sentiment has really sort of spread to consumer activity, with retail sales, etc., generally down. Markets last week, actually at the end of the week, they were generally up, especially in Europe, up 6%, although mixed in the US. The UK managed a feeble 1%. But it doesn't really disguise an appalling quarter. Obviously, yesterday was the end of the quarter. And in that quarter, we've seen Japan down 10%, Far East down 15%, core Europe down 25%, UK down 13%, and peripheral Europe down around 15%, and the US down around 12%. And that, of course, disguises the fact that we've seen huge volatility over the last quarter, sort of unprecedented volatility. So what's the bottom line? Well, many of the clients who I saw last week were very philosophical, although some did express some concerns. But it's interesting that no one really had an appetite for investing at this moment. And I think that's a bit strange because my wife Caroline bought a pair of shoes in the sale yesterday for £15 from a recommended retail price of £50, a really substantial savings. And I recall that we have been here before on a number of occasions. And it's worth recalling what happened to a 100% equity portfolio in, for instance, January 1973. From that point, that portfolio would have fallen by nearly 50%, but had recovered by November 1975. Similarly, in October 87, that portfolio would have fallen by 31%, but had recovered by March 89. September 2000, market started to fell by 46%, took a bit longer to recover, but it had recovered fully by February 06. So my point is that we have been here before, and it may be a little bit different this time, maybe a bit more downside to come, but it doesn't disguise the fact that we are seeing exceptional value in equities at the moment, as I discussed last week, with PE ratios at near record lows and companies in exceptionally good shape. And I think one can take the view that this is actually a summer sale in equities. Maybe we should all stop reading the papers, take advantage of it while stocks last, possibly using a strategy of drip purchasing over a period of time. And in life planning terms, interesting reflections on our relationship with money, where we see fear crowding out logic. And at Planning for Life, we've always believed that emotions can often get in the way of sound economic decisions. So worth considering that. This week, market moving events, number of central bank meetings, number of data releases as well. But real point of interest will start a week or so's time when we get the third quarter earnings report seasons from the big companies, especially in the US. Here at PFO, as I said, I'm off at the IFP conference next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Looking forward to some interesting talks from people like Tom Sheridan at 7 a.m. and Dan Sullivan, the strategic coach. And I will have some more interesting news about the company next week for you as well. Anyway, that's it from me. Please don't take this as advice. Consult your professional advisors. PFL is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Take care. Have a good week.